The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you hear the news this week that one of the most devastating jewelry heists in history happened in Europe? The historic house of the German King of Saxony was burglarized. In pre-dawn hours, thieves smashed a window to get inside. They hacked a jewelry case apart with an axe, and in a matter of minutes, stole three sets of priceless Baroque-era diamond brooches, a string of pearls, and a sword that was diamond-encrusted in the hilt. Vivian Baker, a London-based jewelry historian, likened the robbery to someone breaking into the Louvre and stealing the Mona Lisa. In today's gospel, Jesus talks about robbery. How if the owner of a house knew that a thief was coming, he would stay up all night and not let his house be broken into. When Jesus talks about preparing for the future, he uses the analogy of a home invasion robbery to remind us to be watchful. In fact, all three of this morning's readings reference a house: the Gospel, the Psalm, and the prophet Isaiah. The psalmist writes, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" Isaiah states, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob." Both writers invite us to come with them to the house of the Lord. To come to where God is. God is in the house. God's in that sacred building where people gather for worship. God is here, in this place. Yet the house of the Lord remains outside of ourselves. It's out there, on the hill, on the mountain, or maybe in the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Wherever, but it's somewhere outside of ourselves. We have to travel to get there, even if it's a short walk. The Apostle Paul, however, has a different take on where the Spirit of God dwells. He writes that we, as the people of God, have the Spirit dwelling within us. We are the house of God. Wherever we go, we take God's holy presence with us. Wherever we travel, God comes along. You take holiness, love, and the light of Christ with you wherever you go. And yet, the Spirit of God is not passively living inside of us. Sometimes the Spirit stirs us up into a godly frenzy. And sometimes that frenzy is contagious. We can catch the fire of God's passion from our friends or our family, or maybe even here at church from each other. Even with God's house in us, we still need other people. Because with those people, who knows what the Spirit of God might do? Who knows what God is preparing us for? Preparation. This is the season of Advent, the season of preparation. What might God be preparing for us? Sure, we're busy planning for Christmas and preparing to remember Christ's birth, but what if in this season, God was preparing something for you? Why not ask God to speak to you in Advent? And then keep asking. And if you happen to hear God's voice, ask God to speak loudly and clearly. Remember, God's primary language is love. Now, I love the season of Advent. Two of the themes of Advent are hope and anticipation. Advent reminds us of who God is and who we are meant to be and what is coming next. We as the church are called to prepare for Christ's return. Christ is here in this house and in this place. And when Christ comes back, the world will be forever changed. The difference between now and Christ's return is we get to prepare. We get to do the difficult and challenging work of believing what Scripture says about us, that we are holy, that we are the house of God's presence. And we get the luxury of having time here and now to work on our foibles and our reactiveness, not just so we will function at an emotionally higher level, which is an excellent side benefit, but we have time to work on ourselves and how we process what happens to us so we can offer God's love and care to other people with hopefully a diminishing amount of our own dysfunction and neediness, but we can offer it to them out of a place of love and care. So I say welcome to Advent, the beginning of the church year, where we can kick off a self-awareness and self-improvement campaign that not only shifts our perspective, but also impacts those around us. Sometimes small changes can make all the difference and have a big impact. For instance, if I'm concerned that my house might get broken into at night and I get up every couple of hours all night long to make sure the doors are still locked, what would happen if I changed my behavior and decided to check them just once and then go to bed and get a good night's sleep? Well, for one thing, I would have a decent night's sleep for a change. But also, I might have more energy and more emotional bandwidth to handle whatever troubles may come at me throughout the day. Because I've gotten more sleep, people around me might notice that I am less of a zombie and more present physically and emotionally. We can prepare for the future, not by exhausting ourselves, but rather by refreshing ourselves in the Spirit, staying connected with each other, and preparing for the future by taking care of ourselves. It's not selfish to be able to make sure that you're taking the time you need to care for yourself. It's not selfish to take that kind of time. We have a responsibility both to ourselves and to God to care for and to steward what God has given us. God's house is here. We need to take care of this house. And what an honor it is to know that we are God's house. What a privilege that our earthen vessels, with all of our illness and sickness and emotional highs and lows, aches and pains, that we can still house the divine. It's so awe-inspiring and yet so humbling to know that God, is who is unchanging and unwavering and forever stable, lives here within us, always. Amen.